Welcome to Spotlight, the social housing podcast. I'm Athena Morse, and this is the show where we explore critical issues affecting the social housing sector. From policy discussions to real life experiences, our goal is to foster meaningful conversations and innovative solutions for those working and impacted by social housing. This episode is sponsored by Spire House Recruitment, whose dedication to ethical recruitment within the social housing sector ensures that the right people are in the right roles to make a meaningful impact. We truly appreciate their support in making these discussions possible. Now, let's get into the article. Socioeconomic inequality and vulnerable groups in social housing. How do we address these disparities? In the UK, social housing plays a crucial role in providing secure and affordable homes for individuals and families who may otherwise be priced out of private housing markets. However, within the social housing sector, socioeconomic inequality remains a significant issue, particularly for vulnerable groups. These individuals and families often face a combination of challenges, such as financial hardship, discrimination, and poor access to services that exacerbate their vulnerability and make it even harder for them to secure stable housing. This article explores how socioeconomic inequality impacts vulnerable groups within social housing, the barriers that they face, and the steps that need to be taken to ensure fair access to housing and support for all. So, how do we understand socioeconomic inequality within social housing? Well, socioeconomic inequality refers to the disparities in income, education, employment, and living standards that result in unequal access to resources and opportunities. In the context of social housing, this inequality often manifests in a number of ways. The first way is income inequality. Individuals and families on lower incomes are more likely to experience poor housing conditions, overcrowding, and homelessness. As housing costs continue to rise, many face an increase in struggle to afford basic living costs, including rent and utilities. Another way is through geographic inequality. Many vulnerable groups are disproportionately concentrated in areas with high levels of deprivation, where housing stock is limited and social services are stretched. These often face long waiting lists for social housing and reduced access to local amenities and opportunities for employment and education. Access to housing is another one. Vulnerable individuals, such as those with disabilities, single parents, young people leaving care, ethnic minorities, may experience additional barriers when accessing social housing. Discrimination stigma and a lack of tailored support services can further limit their chances of securing adequate housing. Then there are vulnerable groups in social housing. Now, several groups are particularly vulnerable to the effects of socioeconomic inequality within the housing sector. For one, people with disabilities. Individuals with physical or mental disabilities often face significant barriers when seeking suitable housing. Many social housing properties are not equipped either to accommodate specific needs such as wheelchair accessibility or adaptations for mental health support. The lack of appropriate housing can lead to isolation, difficulties with daily living, and poor mental health and physical health outcomes. Another one would be single parents and families with young children. Single parents, particularly mothers and families that are living with young children, are often more vulnerable to housing instability due to financial pressures. The costs of childcare, low wages, and insignificant support from benefits or the job market contribute to their struggle to secure affordable and stable housing. These families are often likely to face overcrowding, living conditions, or are forced into insecure tenancies, which can negatively impact the children's development and well-being. Then we have ethnic minorities. Ethnic minorities in the UK, particularly Black and Asian communities, experience higher levels of poverty and inequality, which directly affect their housing options. discrimination within the housing market can also make it harder for these individuals from these communities to access quality social housing or find landlords who are willing to rent to them. Furthermore, there may be a lack of culturally sensitive housing services, which exacerbates the barriers that these individuals face. Then we have young people leaving care. Young people leaving care are at high risk of housing instability and homelessness. Without the support, networks, or family, a secure financial foundation, these young adults often struggle to navigate through the housing system. They might even face discrimination and a lack of resources designed specifically to support them in transitioning into independent living. Older people. With older adults, particularly those on low incomes or with health conditions, are more vulnerable to housing issues. Many are living in homes that are not suitable for their age and needs, such as properties without accessible features, and often they struggle to find suitable houses that meet both their financial constraints and care needs. Then we have survivors of domestic abuse. Survivors of domestic abuse are vulnerable in social housing due to the urgency of needing safe, stable housing after fleeing an unsafe environment. Financial instability, emotional trauma, and legal complexities often make it harder for them to access private housing. Social housing provides security and safety features, but it often is limited in supply, leaving many of these at risk of homelessness. Additionally, survivors may face challenges navigating the housing system due to psychological impacts that they've experienced and a lack of support networks. For those with children as well, the need for child-friendly, stable housing becomes even more critical. Now, the barriers to adequate housing for vulnerable groups. Vulnerable groups face several systemic barriers that prevent them from accessing safe, secure, and affordable housing. First of all, we've got long waiting lists. Demand for social housing far exceeds the supply, particularly in the urban areas. Vulnerable groups, such as individuals with disabilities or those experiencing homelessness, often face disproportionately long waiting times to secure a property. This can lead to prolonged periods of insecurity and poor living conditions. Then you've got the stigma. The stigma in both private and social housing markets that is still a significant issue. People with certain characteristics, such as ethnicity, genders, disability, may find themselves unfairly treated by housing providers or landlords. Even within the social housing sector, these biases can lead to unequal access to suitable homes. There is a duty to look at how and why that exists and what we can do to overcome it. Then you've got insufficient support services. Many vulnerable groups require additional support, such as finance advice, access to healthcare, or help navigating the housing process. The availability of these services is often inconsistent, underfunded, or difficult to access, leaving these individuals without the necessary resources to maintain stable housing. And then finally, we've got inadequate housing conditions. Even when vulnerable individuals are able to access sustainable housing, the conditions of these properties may be substandard, contributing to poor mental health and physical health outcomes. Lack of proper maintenance, overcrowding, and issues such as damp and poor insulation can make living conditions unbearable for already struggling tenants. So, how do we address these socioeconomic inequality within the social housing space? Well, to tackle the issues of the socioeconomic inequalities within the social housing space, several key measures need to be implemented. We need increased investment within the social housing sector. There's a pressure and a need for more affordable homes to be built, particularly in areas of high demand. This should include an emphasis on housing that is accessible to people with disabilities and also those with specific needs. We also need to address the discrimination and bias. Housing providers must adopt stronger anti-discrimination policies and actively work to ensure that people from all backgrounds have equal access to housing. This includes providing training to staff and introducing really robust complaints procedures. Then we need tailored support for vulnerable groups. Social housing providers should offer personalised support services to vulnerable tenants. These could include dedicated caseworkers, mental health support, financial advice, and help with navigating through tenancy agreements. Vulnerable tenants should not be expected to navigate the housing system on their own. Then we need to improve housing conditions. Local authorities and housing associations must prioritise maintenance and improvement of existing social housing stock. This includes addressing issues such as damp, inadequate heating and unsafe living conditions. Regular inspections and tenant feedback should be integral to this process. And finally, we need implementation of preventative measures. More emphasis should be placed on preventing homelessness and housing instability. This includes early intervention programs, outreach services, and ensuring that tenants who are at risk of eviction or falling into arrears receive timely support. So, socioeconomic inequality within social housing is a complex and multifaceted issue that disproportionately affects vulnerable groups across the UK. To address this inequality, it is essential for housing providers, local authorities, and policymakers to take holistic approaches, focusing on building more affordable homes, ensuring equitable access to housing, and providing the support services that vulnerable tenants need to thrive. By prioritising the needs of those most at risk of housing instability, we can create a more inclusive, fair and supportive housing system for all. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Spotlight Social Housing Podcast. A really big thank you to Kim Parsons for her in-depth analysis and commitment to addressing the inequalities in social housing. To ensure we also have our part to play within the social housing sector, our team here at Spire House provide ethical recruitment support to our clients within the sector. As part of our recruitment package, we offer a platform for sharing innovative ideas, discussing pain points, and networking with like-minded professionals, like this week's newsletter and the Social Housing Roundtable, which is run by our recruitment partner, Matt Baird. With over 1,200 members on the mailing list, including tenants to CEOs to head of services and frontline staff, the Social Housing Roundtable hosts sessions that are run by Matt Baird and industry specialists that tackle key sector issues. We also have an archive of over 130 past discussions available on YouTube and Spotify, and we'd encourage you to go and check them out. If you'd like more information or want to participate in future discussions or even highlight key subjects within our Spotlight Social Housing newsletter, please reach out. That's it for today. Let's keep pushing for a more inclusive and equitable housing system for all.